You're listening to Soundside. I'm Libby Denkman. Have you ever wanted to steal a car? TikTok says it's surprisingly easy to do.
You actually steal a Kia. Is it an easy process?
Hell yeah.
Could you show us how it looks to steal a car?
Videos of a group using the hashtag KiaBoys have gone viral for showing people exactly how to steal many recent models of Kias or Hyundais. All it takes is a flathead screwdriver and a USB cable.
Stick your flathead right here, and then you want to pull down, and then break it down, and then it's going to be like a little silver piece. You just put the flathead in and break it.
Nolan Bailey says from what he's observed, people are definitely following the Kia boys' instructions.
Right when that happened, I think we had at least four or five different Kia and Hyundai models towed in to our lot, all damaged almost exactly the same way, started the same way.
Nolan is the manager at Emily's Garage, a full-service auto repair shop in Tacoma. And he says this isn't the first TikTok trend that's impacted local car owners. Last year saw a huge rise in catalytic converter thefts after viral videos detailed how to steal them. These days, stolen Kias and Hyundais are coming in with extensive and pricey damage.
We don't know the long-term effects of who was driving this vehicle and what damage could have been done to the engine. So typically what we'll do is take an oil sample as well and send that out to be analyzed to, you know, make sure there wasn't any damage done to the engine. But more often than not, it's the upper and lower steering column cover, the ignition module, and typically one of the rear windows gets broken out as well.
Nolan says repair costs for cars stolen in this way typically range between $700 and $1,500. And it may also take a long time to get your car back from the garage.
Some of these cars are so new that all the parts have to come from the dealership. So now the dealership's being flooded with calls on all of these parts that are almost exactly the same across these models. And so they'll become back-ordered. And, you know, that's the worst part of this situation is these parts are back-ordered for sometimes 6 to 8 weeks. And, you know, it's great that the insurance will pay for it, but then you're just left out of a car for 6 to 8 weeks, and then you get it back, and you're just in the same position of worrying about, man, this could just happen all over again.
There's a reason these cars are so easy to steal. Some Kias produced between 2011 and 2021, and some Hyundais between 2015 and 2021, don't contain an engine immobilizer or a theft deterrent system. An immobilizer is basically an electronic security device that only recognizes one car key, the one the car is coded to. This prevents someone from hotwiring your car. If you own one of these affected models, mechanic Nolan Bailey suggests parking in a locked garage so your car is less of a target. Of course, not everybody can do that. So consider getting a security club or a boot. Often just seeing either deterrent is enough to stop a thief from trying their luck. Seattle City Attorney Ann Davison is going for a more direct approach. Last week, the city announced it's suing the automakers, Hyundai and Kia. Davison says it's a matter of public safety.
Well, what really it boils down to is a car manufacturer who has chosen to cut corners and costs and shifted the burden of that onto consumers. And now the dramatic rise in the number of cars that are stolen, these models, it really has risen to a level that I felt it was necessary for me to take action.
What damage has the city seen as a result of Kia and Hyundai's design choices?
By choosing to exclude what is almost universal standard anti-theft technology in these lower cost models of these two car manufacturers, it really does cause a lot of burden onto our public safety resources that are already stretched thin. Officers are having to tend to calls and sometimes other crimes that are committed in the stealing of these models of cars. And it's really shocking the amount of cars that are stolen. We had one just a week ago, a group of about four or five teenagers stole two of these models, committing assault of an elderly person, lots of chase involved. It consumed a lot of officers for many hours, and it's a time to take action on that because they know that by cutting the corners of choosing to exclude that universal anti-theft technology in these models, it is increasing the number of thefts of these vehicles.
And you're making the argument that it's not just the vehicle thefts that are taking more city resources. It's then the ripple effects of crimes that are committed using those vehicles that are stolen.
These vehicles are often used in the commission of other crimes. There's one that just happened even yesterday. It's the same thing, and it was by a minor. And so these are dangerous situations that we don't want to have this type of a vehicle around where people know this is there. We certainly don't want to have it there where we see youth involvement at that as well. And it's even so far as the way that they're looking to try to correct it, which instead of is a recall of those models to install that anti-theft technology, they're looking to distribute the clubs, for example, to law enforcement agents, so to law enforcement agencies to then do the distribution on their behalf. So again, that would even take resources of the city to even correct things. It's like they chose to cut those costs and corners, putting that burden onto the taxpayers of Seattle, frankly, and it really is time for them to take ownership of that decision they made as a corporate entity.
That gets me to what I wanted to ask about next, which is what you hope to see as a result of this lawsuit. Kia and Hyundai, the models that are in question that don't have this immobilizer technology that makes them easier to steal, it starts with the 2011 models of newer Kias and the 2015 Hyundais, and then it goes through 2021. Both of these car manufacturers say that they have changed and updated the 2022 models, so this is no longer an issue with newly manufactured cars. But what I'm hearing you say is you want the car manufacturers to address this for these older models. What would you like to see happen?
That is correct. Part of what I want to see happen is a recall of those models of the earlier years that are out on our roads. They are the lower price end of those models. It is putting people, frankly, in a bad position because of their cutting the costs. And they really could just recall and put in this, again, almost universal anti-theft technology. You cited 2015, and in 2015, 26% of these models had the anti-theft technology compared to the rest of the manufacturers had 96% of the models had this anti-theft technology. That's a choice to not include what is basic in almost all cars. And so these models out on the road are now just waiting for this type of behavior. And it's coming at the cost of safety. It's coming at the cost of people who likely are unable to afford to other means of transportation, much less to get these things addressed on their dime and with our resources to help, again, to distribute the club or whatever else they're looking to do. They could recall those and take that and install that anti-theft technology.
The rate of the thefts of these Kia and Hyundai models has really accelerated because of viral videos, TikToks that serve as how-to guides for stealing these cars. Have you considered legal action against the social media platforms that are allowing those videos to stay up or the folks who are making the videos?
Well, it should be make sure that people understand this action isn't in lieu of anything else. So again, people who are engaging in criminal activity should be held accountable. In my opinion, this is looking at also another source, which is, again, the corporation choosing to cut corners. We are saying, I think that you need to be held accountable and do the recall for that. That's the focus of what we're doing because we know they chose to do this. And by the fact that they've now changed their behavior and now are putting them in all the models. And I think that's the right way to go. There's the consumer actions are taking place. I chose for Seattle to be the first governmental entity to be involved because it's an important message. When we see those drastic numbers, this to me was really an obvious place to move and seek that type of recourse.
You mentioned that Kia and Hyundai have offered some kind of security club for the cities to distribute to Kia and Hyundai owners. I mean, have you heard anything else from these companies? Any indication that your legal action will have, the commensurate response to address these issues at the car company level?
I have just seen those indications from them of they have offered those types of solutions to law enforcement agencies that are looking to distribute them to local residents, similar to testing additional solutions. But again, the recall option is one that we really think can help tremendously. My understanding of the process is it's a one-day process of about $500 per vehicle. And to put that in and have those cars at least be at the same level of what most of the other cars on the streets today have as far as anti-theft technology, it just seems to be a basic step. And it frankly shouldn't have gotten to the point where we had to get involved.
Seattle City Attorney Ann Davison, thank you.
Thank you so much for your time.
Now, trends like this social media-fueled theft of Kias and Hyundais aren't exactly new. Honda Civics were the number one most stolen car in America for many years. Now, this dramatic increase in stolen Kias and Hyundais looks to rival those numbers. So, how does the industry respond? Tom Volk is an automotive writer and reviewer and the host of Driven by Tom Volk on YouTube. Hey, Tom.
Thanks, Libby. Good to be here.
So Seattle is suing Kia and Hyundai over lackluster anti-theft technology in their cars. What were your initial thoughts when you looked over this lawsuit?
My initial thoughts on this are that this is really more for the federal level. That's where automobile technology and all of that sort of stuff is taken care of. It's kind of hard to do this on a local level. I understand why they're doing it, because it is a big hassle for both owners of these vehicles and law enforcement when they have to try to recover them.
But your feeling is that this is something that federal regulators will have to look into, because Seattle on its own, we're not going to make a huge dent in the Kia and Hyundai market.
No, obviously, a suit like this does bring attention to the issue, and federal regulators at the Department of Transportation will be able to, you know, take a look at this. Frankly, I'm a little concerned that they didn't have more robust theft features in their vehicles. These have been fairly common for years and years and years, and apparently they just felt like they didn't need them. You know, oftentimes there's something that they call a rolling code. When you put your key into the ignition, and you have to remember that the only vehicles that are affected here are the ones where you use a physical key. That key has a chip in it, and it talks to another chip that's in the ignition. And every time you cycle the ignition, the code changes, and that's the anti-theft system. And it works pretty well.
Yeah, but for whatever reason, this preventative measure, that immobilizer technology that was, again, in more expensive models, in models that didn't use physical keys, it wasn't included here. You've spoken with Kia and Hyundai about this. What are they saying?
Well, first of all, they do apologize, and they are doing things to help consumers out. Through law enforcement, they're offering wheel immobilizers, you know, basically the club, and they're making security kits available at low cost. I believe it's $170 plus installation at Hyundai and Kia dealerships. And apparently there's a software patch that they're going to be rolling out. Something about that is coming up next week, I believe.
Something about the fact that these folks who bought Kia and Hyundais, again, it's the Kias after 2011 through 2021, the Hyundais after 2015 through 2021, having to put a club on their car doesn't sit right with me, if I'm honest.
Uh-huh.
City Attorney Ann Davison says she's pushing to try to get them to do a recall to cover the cost of installing these immobilizer devices. Do you feel like pressure from the city of Seattle could potentially get Kia and Hyundai to respond to that and actually do a recall, or is that far-fetched?
I think if you get enough communities to do that, yes, it will happen. I don't think Seattle on its own will work. But I will say this, and maybe it's because I was raised a practical Midwest boy. You know, there are security devices on these cars. I mean, I think an owner should reasonably expect that when they lock their car and they need a key to start it, that it shouldn't be stolen, right? I mean, so that is sort of the base level problem here. You've got people stealing other people's stuff. And, you know, on a baseline level, that's not right. Should Kia and Hyundai foreseen all of these things? Yeah, they should have. But, I mean, there is that problem that we have in our community. People shouldn't be stealing cars.
There are some Kia and Hyundai owners who have joined a class action lawsuit that started in Wisconsin and spread to other states. And one of the things they're bringing up in their lawsuit against Kia and Hyundai is the loss of value in the car because, you know, on the resale market, folks know that these model years and this type of Kia and Hyundai are very easy to steal.
Uh-huh.
Do you think that that's, you know, something that these owners might be successful at in terms of recouping some costs from Kia and Hyundai, or any reflection on what they're trying to argue there?
It certainly makes sense because it does have the ability to lower the resale value of these cars. In fact, you know, we own a 2012 Kia. It happens to have the keyless ignition, the push button, but ours isn't affected. But I do believe that there's kind of a halo effect around that. People just don't know the details, and so they'll lump all of these cars in together. Both Kia and Hyundai. And, you know, the other thing is that they do have a sister company called Genesis. That's the luxury division. But I don't think any of those use keyed ignition. They all use keyless ignition. But yeah, I can see it lowering the value of their cars, and people have a right to be concerned about that.
Do you have any recommendation if folks are in this situation, they own one of these affected Kia and Hyundais, of what they should be doing? I mean, should they be waiting around to see if maybe one of these lawsuits affects these car dealerships and gets them to actually do a recall?
If owners are concerned and they do own one of these vehicles, I might check with law enforcement, Seattle Police Department, to see if they have any of the wheel immobilizers that Hyundai and Kia are handing out. That's a good start point. And if they're very, very concerned, yes, they should contact a dealership or, you know, just any sort of automotive service and see if they can install an immobilizer. There is supposedly a software update coming, and I don't have any details on it. I just talked to Hyundai, and they said that that's coming out. So, you know, maybe if you feel safe about it, wait a week or two and find out how this is all shaking down.
Ultimately, it feels like this comes down to what is the responsibility of car manufacturers when owners drive them off the lot? What is the baseline expectation about the kinds of features that are included in a car? And if there's no federal regulation for this, I mean, it's really just market pressures, right, Tom? Is there any other thoughts that you want to leave us with when people consider what's going on with Kia and Hyundai right now?
It is market pressure. Obviously, any kind of reputation that any company that makes a product has is going to affect the saleability of their product, right? I mean, if, you know, Apple made iPhones that the batteries blew up all the time, people would stay away from them. Here, the new modern vehicles from Hyundai and Kia are safe. They have immobilizers, they have keyless ignition. They're not going to be stolen in the way that the earlier cars are. But yeah, manufacturer does have responsibility, a baseline responsibility, that their vehicles work the way that they're intended. And obviously, we all feel like, you know, having a key to lock the door and having a key to put in the ignition means that the car shouldn't be stolen. Should that be more robust? I think in hindsight, we're finding yes. We really, really should have cars with better security, especially in this day of social media.
Yeah, yeah. When there's how-to videos that go viral, I mean, obviously nobody should be stealing a car.
Yeah. This is the Kia challenge, right? I mean, people went on the internet, found out how to hack these cars, and specifically said, hey, guys, you can steal these cars. That's not cool. As a person who really loves his cars and really wants to take care of them, somebody who's basically throwing information out to the general public, not, you know, underworld figures. We're talking about teenagers that go, hey, what are you doing this weekend? Let's go steal Mrs. Johnson's Hyundai.
Yeah.
That's just not cool.
Tom Volk going on the record. Attention, Gen Z, stealing cars, not cool. Stop it. Quit it. Knock it off. Come on, kids.
Yes. Who are your parents, huh? Come on.
Tom Volk writes car reviews and hosts the YouTube channel Driven. Tom, thank you so much for joining us.
Thank you, Libby. Good to talk to you.
And we'd like to hear from you. Let us know what you think about the city's lawsuit, the manufacturer's responses, and whether you're the owner of a Kia or a Hyundai who's concerned about having your car stolen. Email us at soundside@kuow.org or leave us a voicemail at 206-221-3213. 206-221-3213. Thanks for listening to Soundside. Don't forget you can listen live on KUOW 94.9 Seattle at noon and 8 p.m. Monday through Thursday, or anytime right here online at KUOW.org, or of course on your favorite podcast app.